In our epistle reading this morning, which is from the beginning of Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul introduces himself as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. He describes the gospel as that which God promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ. Our gospel reading from Matthew includes a quote from our Old Testament reading from Isaiah. God's prophet Isaiah had thousands of centuries previously prophesied that God would give his people a sign. The sign was that a virgin would conceive and bear a son, and that she would call him Emmanuel, God with us. In today's reading, Joseph discovers that his betrothed, Mary, who is supposedly a virgin, is pregnant. In Jewish culture, a betrothal is much more important. It's a legal commitment, much more important than the engagements that we have today. It is a formal ceremony, the first stage of a Jewish marriage, usually symbolized by the giving of rings, normally lasting a year and culminating in the wedding night. During the betrothal, the bride-to-be remains in her own home and does not see the bridegroom until he comes to fetch her to his own house. From the day they are betrothed, the pair are regarded as man and wife, and the betrothal can only be terminated by a divorce. Joseph is described as a righteous man, one who's faithful to the law. Under Jewish law, when Joseph found out that Mary was expecting a child, he was entitled, and indeed was expected to, divorce Mary. Joseph planned a quiet, no-fuss divorce. He did not want to publicly humiliate Mary. But then, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream and tells him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife. It is important that Joseph is called Joseph, son of David, as the prophet had previously prophesied that the Messiah would come from the house of David. Note that in the epistle reading, Paul also mentions that Jesus was born a descendant of David. The angel explains to Joseph that the baby conceived in Mary is of the Holy Spirit, and that she will bear a sign, and that he will be called Jesus, whose name means he will save his people from their sins. Matthew writes in his gospel, "All this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet." Matthew includes the direct quote from our Old Testament reading from Isaiah. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, God with us." Matthew continues, "Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son and called his name Jesus." We don't read much about Joseph in the Bible. We know he was a carpenter. We can assume that he was probably quite a few years older than Mary, and that he probably died between the time of the presentation of Jesus at the temple as a young boy and the beginning of Jesus's public ministry. His most important attribute, beside being a righteous man, was that he was the descendant of the line of David. In today's culture, an unmarried, pregnant young girl is not so very unusual. We're so used to the idea that we underestimate the effect that such news would have had in Joseph's day, and especially within his strict Jewish culture. In Jewish society, sex was for within the confines of a lawful marriage. Even if you were betrothed, you did not have intimate relations with each other until the marriage night. The situation that Joseph found himself in was a scandalous situation, a shameful state of affairs. Often, much is made of Mary's obedience to the Lord. But today, we get to see that Joseph also is obedient to the will of the Lord. Matthew writes in his gospel, he did as the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. Matthew adds that there had no sexual relations between Joseph and Mary until Jesus was born, leaving no doubt that Jesus was God's son, born of a virgin. Although Jesus is not Joseph's biological son, legally he is considered Joseph's son and inherits his pedigree. Jesus, like Joseph, is the son of David, additional proof that Jesus is the promised Messiah, the foretold saviour of his people. Next Sunday is Christmas Day, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. As we celebrate, let us remember the faithfulness of Mary and the faithfulness of her husband Joseph. Let us remember that faced with the scandalous miracle of the virgin birth, they did not falter, they did not waver. Despite the shame, they held steadfastly to the word of God, relayed to them through the prophets and through the angel of the Lord. They knew that this baby, unexpected though he was, this miraculous baby was God's will for them. Christmas is a celebration of the first coming of Jesus Christ. His birth is a fulfillment of Scripture and God's plan for the redemption of the world. We thank God that he gave his Son to die on the cross on our behalf so that our sins may be forgiven. We wait in eager expectation for his coming again as the King of glory, when all the sorrows of the world will be no more, when there will be no more suffering, no more pain. In this last week of frantic preparation for Christmas Day celebrations, let us take time to remember today's Bible readings. Remember that God is faithful, that God keeps his promises. He has sent his Son to save us, to be with us, so that we may have everlasting life in him. We are to be faithful servants like Mary, like Joseph, believing in God's word, doing as he commands, and trusting in his loving goodness and mercy. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and calling us to be your holy children. Thank you for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you for the faithfulness of Mary and her husband Joseph. Grant that we too may be faithful and obedient servants of your word. Amen.